MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, October 7, 2025. Trump has blocked energy funds scheduled for the state. The Kowloon Development Project is under review in Saugus. Sunny, breezy, near 80. High tide, Gloucester Harbor, 11:44 a.m. State House reporter Christian Wade writes that the Trump administration is pulling back hundreds of millions of dollars in funding for clean energy projects by Massachusetts companies as part of the ongoing federal government shutdown. The U.S. Department of Energy announced last week that it was canceling more than $7 billion in funding for hundreds of green projects that the agency claimed will not address the country's energy needs and reduce high costs. White House Office of Management and Budget Director Ross Vaught. White House Office of Management and Budget Director Ross Vaught made the announcement in a social media post, saying the Trump administration was canceling nearly $8 billion in green new scam funding in 16 blue states, including $466 million previously slated for Massachusetts-based companies, colleges, and nonprofit organizations. ItemLive.com is reporting in Saugus the planning board met to discuss the master plan review permit and the site plan review permit for 948 Broadway, which is the Kowloon restaurant property. Attorney Richard Magnan was at the meeting to represent the Wong family, who owns Kowloon. The plans are for the redevelopment of property. Magnan then introduced Michael McKeon of Dennis Myers PA, the architects, who will also be representing the Wong family. McKeon was asked to do a quick overview of the plans and bring everyone back up to speed with project details. He continued that during meetings with the Department of Public Works, neighbors, and various boards, and it was requested that they fall back. The plans originally included 220 one-bedroom units for the mixed-use development and the current proposal for 198, representing a 10% reduction. More news after this break.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Hey there, it's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSONewsSports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on msonewsports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at msonewsports.com.
Stephen Hagen reports in the Gloucester Times, pirates and sailing vessels will be the theme of the Essex Historical Society and Shipbuilding Museum's first ever Pirate Party fundraiser. The fundraiser will be held 6 to 9 p.m. on Saturday, October 18, at the museum's historic shipyard, 66 Main Street, Essex. The event aims to bring the shipyard to life with costumes, camaraderie, and celebration, all to support the shipbuilding museum's mission to preserve maritime heritage and expand educational program. During the gathering, guests will enjoy a silent nautical auction with treasures to bid on, an open bar with hors d'oeuvres, a costume celebration with those attending to dress the part. More information can be found at EssexShipbuilding.org. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell in Northeastern Conference Boys Soccer yesterday, Swampscott edged Peabody 2-1. In girls soccer, Swampscott beat Peabody 4-2. Greta Sivkin led the Big Blue with a pair of goals. Marblehead blanked Gloucester 8-0. Three Magicians each scored a pair of goals. Liv Carlson, Callie Gilmore, and Elmer Gaunt. Danvers doubled up Saugus 4-2. Emma Sutherland scored two goals, and Deanna Figueredo contributed three assists for the Falcons. Masconomet improved to 10-2 for the season with a 6-0 win over Winthrop. Six different players scored goals for the Chieftains. Beverly topped Salem 4-0, led by two goals from Genevieve Bilotti, and both teams are now at 7-3-1. And the Marblehead volleyball team tops Salem in three straight sets to improve to 9-2, 6-0 in league play. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.